Let's take our Bibles tonight and turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 46, please. Isaiah, chapter number 46 for the reading of God's precious word. I appreciate each and every one of you being here tonight. I really do. Your pastor was really getting concerned a while ago. I didn't know what was going to happen. Miss Danita's generally really reserved. I looked up in the choir and she was doing this before the choir started singing. I thought, oh my goodness, she's fixing to break dance or something up there. Amen. And I know she was just fellowshipping and having fun. Amen. And what a joy it is. I told Brother Ralph, what a joy it is to see the choir full on Sunday night. And it's not just once in a while, but over and over and over and over. We have so much to be thankful for in our church. God has been so good to us. And we're grateful for your presence tonight. Please pray for us. Let's look at Isaiah 46. It's not a real long chapter, so let me read the chapter. The Bible said, Baal bowed down, Nebo stooped. Their idols were upon the beast and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy loaden, and they were a burden. They are a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and I and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to the hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. To whom will you liken me, and make me equal, and compare me, that we may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag, and they weigh silver in the balance, and hire a goldsmith, and he maketh it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship. They bear him upon the shoulder, they carry him, and they set him in his place, and he standeth, from his place shall he not remove. Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Remember this, and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. You remember that this morning? Watch this now. I am God, and there is none like me. Tonight I want to preach on the subject, I am God, and there is none like me. This morning there was none else. Tonight there's none like him. Let's look at the rest of it. Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it, and I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, and I will also do it. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. Let's be in prayer and pray with me, if you will, as we pray tonight. Father, it's a joy to read the Bible. It's a joy to be with your people. Lord, your people, the fellowship that we have is so wonderful. Lord, we realize we would have never even met this group of people had it not been for Calvary. And Lord, we realize tonight that the love that we have in our heart, you put it there, Lord. Lord, we can take no credit tonight for where we are, for what we're doing. All of grace tonight truly is our story, all the way from earth to glory. And I pray, Father, tonight that you'll bless your word as it goes forth. Lord, it could be tonight that your righteousness is really, really near to someone in this building tonight. I pray, Father, you'd speak to that heart in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This morning we were talking about there's none beside me, and we looked at three things in chapter number 45. And I'll get to a little bit of what I actually planned on doing in the introduction in chapter 45. I'll get to that tonight. There's a man by the name of Cyrus that needs to be mentioned. He's a king in Persia. And he needs to be mentioned in these two chapters as you study these chapters. But it'll actually come out in the message tonight. And God is going to use Cyrus to deliver his people from the Babylonians and to set them free once again and deliver them from the Babylonian captivity. And tonight, we want to look at a little different thought. This morning in chapter 45, because there's none beside him, we said, well, listen to him, we'll look to him, and we'll lean on him. And I tell you, a person tonight that listens to the Lord and looks to the Lord and leans on the Lord is a happy person tonight, a joyful person tonight. They have joy in their heart as they serve the Lord. The Bible is teaching us tonight in verse number 9, this is where it popped out in my heart and my mind, there is none like me. He said, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there's none else. By the way, let me just stop and say this tonight. If you've been around here any length of time at all, you know that we're not interested in trying to find something new. Around here, we want to remember the things of old. Amen. We want to walk in the old path. We want to serve God. Amen. And we want to love God. We want to love one another. We want to love sinners. We want to love the saints of God. Love this old-fashioned Bible, amen, that we have in front of us. And that's what the Bible said here. Remember the former things of old. He said, for I am God, and there's none else. Well, let me ask you something. If he's not changing, why should we? He said, I am the Lord. I change not. And I believe with all of my heart, the Bible wants us to remember these things. He said, there's none else. I am God, and there is none like me. I want you to stay with me a few minutes tonight. I got a message in my heart, and let me share it with you this evening. First of all, I've got five things, I think, tonight to share with you. And that'll get you to praying, amen. But first thing tonight in the list, when you need someone to carry you, there's none like him. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Look what the Bible said right down here with me in verse number 3. The Bible said, hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. I want you to know tonight, there's going to come a time in your life, come a time in my life, when we just can't make it. And what our God will do is pick us up and carry us through those times in our life. The Word of God tells us right here, he'll carry us. When we need someone to carry us, we need someone while we live to carry us. The Bible said, surely he hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Aren't you glad tonight you don't have to carry your sorrow? You don't have to carry your sin, because thank God there was somebody that carried it to Calvary and took it away. The Bible said he took away the sin of the world. Being confident, the Bible said, of this very thing, he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. You know the footprints prayer. Somebody here tonight may not have heard it. Most have. One night I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord, and across the sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to me, the other to the Lord. When the last scene of my life flashed before us, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that many times along the path of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I also noticed that it happened to be at the very lowest and saddest times in my life. This really bothered me, and I questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided and to follow you, you would never leave me. You would walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life,
There's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why in times when I needed you the most, you should leave me. The Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you. I would never, never leave you during your times of trial and suffering. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. I thought that was worth repeating tonight, because I'll tell you, beloved, in those dark times, in those troublesome times, the enemy will jump up in your soul. You listen to me, and he'll tell you that he's left. He don't care. He doesn't know. He doesn't see. But I want you to know, listen, when we can't carry on ourselves, thank God we have a God that will carry us tonight. Amen. Listen, there's none like him. When you need someone to carry you, we need someone to carry us while we live. Let me give you this. When we die, we need someone to carry us. The Bible said in 1 Timothy 6:7, we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. Some people are living like there's going to be a U-Haul behind the hearse. I want you to know there's not going to be a U-Haul behind the hearse. Amen. We didn't bring anything in. We came in naked. We're leaving out naked. And we're going to go meet the Lord, our Maker. Amen. Let me give you something tonight. The Bible said in Genesis 50:25, and Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from hence. I wrote this down. God carried Joseph's burdens. Hallelujah. When Joseph was in the pit, there was a heavenly Father carrying his burden. Oh, there was a heavenly Father carrying Joseph. When Joseph was in the prison, when Joseph was in the Potiphar's house, falsely accused, there was a God in heaven that was carrying his burden. And now Joseph has left the scene. And he said, hey, boys, we're not always going to be in Egypt. God's going to visit you. And when he does, carry my bones up out of this place. Oh, I thank God. Listen, we're standing in the generation that I believe God's going to visit. And there's going to be a resurrection, amen, of the bones out there in the cemetery. And God's going to carry us home, amen. There's none like him when you need somebody to carry you. The Bible said, and devout men carried Stephen to his burial. Let me give you something. They carried part of Stephen. You get that after a while, amen. The Word of God said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When Stephen was fixing to die, he said, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. He said, I see Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. I believe he was welcomed, amen. Listen, his soul was carried into the presence of God, but his body was going to be carried by these devout men in Israel. Luke 16:22. It came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. I like to ask this question every time I read that verse. If you died tonight, would you be carried or would you be buried? You see, Lazarus knew the Lord, and therefore he was carried, amen, by the angels into Abraham's bosom. I believe tonight it's important to understand and to know there's none like him. There's no one else that can carry us from here to there. It must be the Lord Jesus, amen. None like him. Oh, beloved friend, the Bible said, in Luke 24:51, and it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. How many's glad according to this Bible, I'll get into it a little bit later, God promised that there's coming a day when the church, not going to stay, going to be carried. Going to be carried into the presence of God. Amen. Oh, beloved, we're going to take a trip on the good old gospel ship. Amen. Thank the Lord tonight. Years ago, I heard a song, and I wrote down the words to the first verse and the chorus of the song. It says, "Well, I don't know why I become a little shy when I get around a whole lot of people, and I can't figure out why I never can shout about the love that floods my soul. I must confess, I can't express the feelings deep inside me. The things I know and cannot show one day will overflow. And then the chorus of the song says, I'm going to let the glory roll. When the roll is called in glory, I'm going to get beside of myself when I get beside the King that day. I'm going to have the time of my life when the time of my life is over. I'm going to get carried away when I get carried away. Hallelujah. God's people are going to be carried out of this world into the presence of God one day after a while. What a blessing, beloved. There's none like Him. When you need somebody to carry you tonight, let me give you this. There's none like Him when you're looking for someone to compare Him to. If I was to go through the congregation tonight, say, Brother Steve, do you know Jesus? What's He like? Amen. What's He like? Describe Him to me. Honey, I'll tell you what you could start doing. I just did this in my own heart and mind this afternoon. And you're not going to get very far down the description. You're going to realize there are just no words. Amen. The only thing I could come up with, I said, the Lord, what's He like? Well, He's like a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And surely He is like that. What's He like? Well, He's like a shepherd to lead me along the way. Now, I want to tell you something. Even those phrases are pitiful because there's nothing and no words that can describe what it's like to know the Lord. There's none like Him when it comes to looking for something to compare Him to. You can't compare Him to anything this world has to offer. Amen. You say, preacher, where'd you get that? Look at verse 5. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag and they weigh silver in the balance. They hire a goldsmith and he maketh it a god. They fall down. Yea, they worship. I'm going to tell you something right now. God said, who are you going to liken me to? Who are you going to compare me to? I mean, listen, if you're going to buy a car, you can compare a Toyota to a Honda to a Chevrolet to a Ford. You can compare. If you're going to buy a computer, you can compare computers. If you're going to buy a suit of clothes, you can compare suits. You can compare retailers. There's a whole lot of things in this world you can compare. But you tell me, who can you compare Him to? There's none like Him. Never has been and never will be another like Him. Thank God tonight. When you're looking for someone to compare Him to, there's none like Him. Third thing tonight, when you need someone to comfort you, there's none like Him. Look what the Bible said here in verse number 7. It's comforting to know these things. The Bible said here, this is talking about that idol God, that God they make out of gold. That God that the goldsmith made, they bear Him upon the shoulder. They carry Him. They set Him in His place. He standeth. From His place shall He not remove. Yea, one shall cry unto Him, yet can He not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say that's not the God I need to talk to, because that God can't hear. That God can't help me. Amen. But thank God you and I, when I said there's none like Him, we have one to comfort us, and there's none like Him that will hear us and will help us in our life. In verse number 4, the Bible said there, I talked about it a while ago, our God carries us. How you like that? Isn't that a good God that will carry us? In verse number 7, they carry their gods. I don't know about you, but I'd a whole lot rather have a God that can carry me than have a God that I could carry in my pocket and set up on some place, that statue somewhere. Oh, listen tonight. Our God is alive. Our God is well. He's a very present help in a time of need. Listen tonight. I didn't carry Him in. Thank God He carried me in. There's a difference tonight. It's comforting to know that our God carries us. And with them, their God, they carry their God. Let me give you this, something else comforting to know. We don't set our God in His place. Look at verse number 7 there. They set Him in His place. We don't set our God in His place. He sets us in our place. Hallelujah tonight. You say, preacher, where'd you get that? How about this? Psalm 40, verse number 2. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Hallelujah. Thank God I didn't set him up where he is, but he set me up where I am tonight. What a blessing that is tonight. It comforts me to know. Comforts me to know that our God hears when we cry unto him. Their God cannot hear, therefore their God cannot answer, therefore their God cannot save. The Word of God said in 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. God's looking for somebody that's looking for him. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said this poor man cried. The Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his trouble. Doesn't sound like their God, does it? Sounds like the God that said, there's none like me. There's none like me. Oh, I tell you, there could be a man in China tonight calling on God, and a man in America calling on God, and a man in Canada calling on God, and a man in the Arctic calling on God. And I tell you, God's not having any trouble keeping up with everybody that's calling on God. He's not having any trouble keeping up with everybody that has a need, with everybody that needs to be saved, that calls on God. God is right there to hear and to answer their prayer for the Lord. In Isaiah 51, verse 3, he said, shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. You know, let me tell you something about them dead gods. There's a voice of melody around them. But thank God tonight for the song, the new song that God has put in our heart, even praise unto our God. For 2 Corinthians 1:3 said, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. I say tonight, there's none like him when you need someone to carry you. There's none like him if you're looking for someone to compare him to. And there's none like him if you're looking for someone, need someone to comfort you. There's none like him. Let's go on to verse number 10 tonight. The Bible said, he's declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Say, my counsel shall stand. I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Look with me, if you will, at chapter 45 and verse number 1 for just a moment. The fourth point in the message is this. There's none like him when you need someone to counsel you. There's none like him. There's no counsel like his counsel. He is the wonderful counselor, the mighty God. Amen. He's the one that steers us in all things that are right, the Bible said. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed. Look in verse 45, chapter 45, verse 1. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, Cyrus, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings and open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. What's going on here in verse number 11? It talks about calling a ravenous bird from the east. It's making reference to Cyrus. He's swift. He has a great expedition ahead of him. He's with his fierceness and victoriousness over his enemies. He's called from the east. He's going to execute God's counsel. He's concerned the deliverance of God's people and the destruction of their cruel oppressors, the Babylonians, from a far country, Persia. God is going to use Cyrus to deliver his people. He said, that's my counsel. Mark her down. He said, if I say it, it will come to pass just like I said. Let me say this to you tonight. A lot of things in this Bible have not yet come to pass. Don't go to sleep. Don't start doubting God now, because everything that he said, beloved, it will come to pass. You say, I ain't never seen no 100-pound hailstones. I hope you're saved, and you won't. You'll be in heaven when they fall. You say, I can't imagine a third of the water supply in the earth being turned into blood. I hope you're saved. If you're saved, you won't see it. But honey, if you're left behind, you will see it. Because God said that's what's coming upon the earth. Georgia gets on fire. What a mess. California, just parts of it gets on fire. What a mess. The Bible said the day's coming when one third of the earth's vegetation will be on fire all at the same time. There's going to be stench and rottenness and disease everywhere upon this earth. Men are going to run to the rocks. They're going to run to the mountains. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say God said it. It will happen just like God said it would happen. It will. Beloved, when you need counsel, there's none like Him. I remember one time I was waiting on the Lord. And I knew what the Lord, I knew what His next step for me was. But the people that were involved in this particular church were in a mess. The first time I ever preached in the church, I didn't know God was going to break my heart for the church and call me to the church. When we drove off the parking lot that night, I told my wife, I said, I've observed three things. And she said, what's that, honey? I said, number one, they don't have a pastor. That was easy. I said, number two, they don't want a pastor. And number three, they won't have a pastor anytime soon. Those are the three things I told my wife. It was 8 months that I'm the one ended up waiting for God to work that out. Are you listening to me? I went before a pastor that I had a great deal of confidence in. And the Bible said there's safety in the multitude of counselors. I'm not against that. But I never shall forget this particular meeting. I said, brother, there's a church over here. And God has put it in my heart. I believe God wants me to go there. But there's a church over here. They want me to come now. There's a church over here that wants me to come now. There's a church over here that wants me to come now. I said, brother, I'm just kind of torn. I don't know what to do. They're telling me to go on with my life and forget about them. But God's put them in my heart. He looked at me and he said these words. He said, brother, do you know what God wants? I said, yes, I do. He said, then you better not move. You better wait on God. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? His counsel. Honey, when He puts it in your heart, you can run with it. Because it doesn't change. It's not like the wind. When God says it, beloved, He'll bring it to pass. When you need someone to counsel you, there's none like Him. Someone said, life is like a parade. We stand on the sidewalk and we see the parade one float at a time. One float comes, by us, goes out of sight. Here comes another float, comes, by us, goes out of sight. Someone said, life is like a parade. We're seeing it one float at a time. But God is in heaven. He sees the beginning of the parade. He sees the end of the parade. And He sees all the floats in between, all at the same time. Honey, I don't know about you. I can trust somebody like that. There's none like Him. Amen. And His counsel, when I need counsel, I can look to Him and I can lean on Him. The last thing in the message tonight, when you need someone to come near you, there's none like Him. I touched on this morning. Notice what the Bible said in verse 12. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted. I was that way for a long time. You say, preacher, what's it mean to have a stout heart? I'll tell you what it means. It means it has a heart, to have a heart that is resisting what God is wanting to do in your life. A heart that's resisting what God is wanting to do. You say, preacher, you really believe God wants to save me? No, I can't say it like that. I can say I know He does. I believe that's a little stronger statement than I really believe. I know He does. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. I believe God wants to save people, but because of that stout heart, they're resisting. You see, I've said this for years. No one will ever get saved until they get tired of sin, until they get tired of the guilt. Now that sin doesn't have to be what you think about when you're thinking about sin out here in the world. Honey, without Jesus, we're dead in trespasses and sin. You could be the best moral person in Kingsport, and without Jesus, you're just as dead in sin as the rottenest prostitute or drug addict. You're just as dead in sin as anybody has ever been dead in sin. The Bible said here, watch this. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. He said, I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. When you need someone to come near to you, there's none like Him. If you're lost and you need someone to come near, I think about that story this morning. That man had been in the pig pen, but that father fell on him. That father kissed him. That father got up from there and said, bring the best robe. Kill the fatted calf. Put a ring on his hand. Put shoes on his feet. This my son was lost and is found. He was dead and is alive again. I'm telling you, we have a Heavenly Father tonight that's not interested in walking at arm's distance from us, but He wants to be near to us. You say, preacher, why isn't He near to me? I'll tell you why. The Bible said, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. I believe, beloved, God wants us to draw nigh unto Him tonight. He said He would draw nigh unto us. When you need someone to come near you, there's none like Him. Let me say this tonight in closing. The songwriter said, draw me nearer, 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 precious Lord. Someone said, I've heard it, I don't know how many times in my life, but it's not been too long ago I heard it again. Someone said, you're just as close to God as you want to be. I don't know about you tonight, but in where we're living in this generation, God's people needs to draw up close. They need to draw up close to the Lord. He said He's not far. When you need someone to come near you, there's none like Him. It seems to me like, I'll see if maybe I get an amen from the congregation. But those dark days, those troublesome times, the times when you don't feel well physically, I could say tonight, there's none like Him. When you need someone to draw near to you. Those all nights at the hospitals. All night, all week at the hospitals. I mean, those what I'm talking about. There's none like Him when you need someone to draw near to you. The Bible said here in verse number 9, remember the former things of old, for I am God. There's none else. I am God, and there is none like me. I just, after I read that verse, want to say this. Amen, Lord. There's none like You. I could stand here tonight till the sun comes up in the morning. I couldn't find words. Maybe I could read some Bible stories to you. Show you kind of what He's like. Ask the leper what He's like. Amen. Ask Elijah what He's like. When Elijah said, Lord, just let me sit down here and die. God said, it ain't time to die. There's an Elisha waiting over there on you, big boy. I'm going to send you some food. Amen. It still amazes me. You talk about the power of an ungodly woman. It amazes me that He'd stand right in their face, brother, on Mount Carmel with all them prophets of Baal. What was there, 7,000 of them up there that day or something? I don't know for sure. We can go back and look it up. There's a bunch of them. And stand right there, pray fire down from heaven, and then run from one wicked woman. Amen. My grandfather said it like this. He said, there's nothing in the world any better than a good woman. He said, there's nothing any worse than a bad one. I don't reckon he knew that
personally from Granny, but he knew that by watching others from experience. Amen. I say thank God for good women. Thank God for godly women. But tonight, there's none like him. None like him. Can't even compare. Can't even compare to anything in this world. He is the Lord. He changes not. There's none like him. In a word tonight, just a word, I ask you to describe him. Eddie, how would you describe him in a word tonight? I can't hear you. Love. God is love. Anybody else want to take a word, Brother Steve, in a word? He's perfect. He's what? He's my Redeemer. How many can say tonight there's none like him? He's the only one, isn't he? He's the only way, isn't he? Amen. He's the one that's coming back to take his children home. Are you in that number tonight? Can you honestly say tonight with the choir as they sang, I know my name is written there. Can you say with the other song, I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. I have been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I'm being redeemed. And thank God one day after a while, redemption will be complete. I'll experience the redemption of the body. Amen. I have a new body. Praise the Lord. I'll have a new life. Let's bow for prayer tonight. Thank you for coming. Father in heaven tonight, there's none besides thee, and there's none like thee. Lord, tonight it's so difficult in words to describe what we feel in our hearts. God, I pray tonight for that individual that is here that does not yet know you in the free pardon of sin. I pray tonight, Father, that, Lord, you'd just speak to their heart. Help them, Lord, not to be stout-hearted, but to listen. To listen, our Lord, to your voice. Father, tonight, bless your people. Help us all, Lord, to draw near to you, that you might draw near unto us, that others might sense, Lord, that we have a personal walk with Jesus.